It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio from Wellington Elementary with our school district update, I have Principal Polly Volgretic. Lots of great things always going on out at Wellington Elementary. Plus, it's going to be the end of the year and the kids are starting to go crazy. They've got to stop them from climbing the walls. Polly, how are you today?
Doing great.
And is that the case? Has it started to kind of sink in?
I think this craziness with the weather is probably the biggest problem we have right now, because they started looking forward to going outside and being outside, and then all of a sudden it's cold and wet, and they decide they don't need their coats to come to school. So, yeah, and then they're cooped up. So we're hoping this weather goes away real quick.
Hopefully. You know, spring is does start this weekend, so we'll see. We will see. That's what I said. If it snows next week, then I guess we can be upset, right?
Yeah, we're hopeful.
Well, let's talk about some things that they're doing in the building there. You guys are having a great March Madness reading tournament. This is a great idea. Ties in with March Madness, and you've kind of turned it into a competition between the grades. So let's talk about that.
Oh, I have an amazing instructional coach down there, Mrs. Black. She came up with the idea to do a March Madness reading competition. So every week, the kids get a bookmark that they track their reading. The next week, they turn that bookmark in and get a new one, and they're competing class for class with reading minutes. And so right as you go in the cafeteria, there's a bulletin board with basketball hoops, and it says how many minutes each class has. So they get pretty excited to see if their class is the class that's in the lead for their reading minutes. So it's been kind of fun for them.
And it's one of those things that they don't realize that they're, you know, doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing because they're having fun doing it.
You're right. Anything you can make a competition, a game, anything like that, is kids really get into that and they don't realize that they're actually doing the things that we want them to do.
Well, and that's fun for them, and they learn and they grow from that. And like I said, reading is one of those things that it seems like every time I have somebody from a school in, that we're talking about reading because it's just that important. And speaking of reading, your library just got a grant. It's going to allow them to purchase some books. So let's talk about the grant and how much it was for and what you guys are going to do with all that.
Yeah, Mrs. Trujillo came to me, and she's new this year as well as I am, and she came from a different school, and she said, our school did this grant last year and got this money. Can we do it? And I said, well, yeah, sure. So she filled it all out. I don't really think I had to do anything but just say, yeah, go ahead and do it. And she came in the other day and told me that she got the grant. So it has, there's a specific types of books that they have to order and different things. So she gets to order like $3,000 worth of books for our school library. So that's kind of fun. She always is looking and ordering new books or replacing books that are falling apart. And so she's done a great job. Our library looks great, inviting, fun, and we'll be excited to have a bunch of new books in there for next year.
So coming soon to the library at Wellington Elementary, new books.
Yes.
All new adventures for kids to be taking.
Absolutely. I think some of them are like Caldecott winners and just different things like that is what the grant's for. So we're pretty excited.
All right. And then another great thing, and it happens every year at the elementary level because it's always so much fun, is that you recently celebrated the 100 days of school, the first 100 days of school. Every class, it seems to do different things. What were some of the things that went on up there?
They did a lot of different things. Made things that had 100 items, counted 100 things. I think the best one was Mrs. Penry's kindergarten class, and all the little kindergartners, even Mrs. Penry, they dressed up like they were 100 years old, and they did a parade down the hall, and some of them had walkers and wigs and canes, and it was just really cute. They had a great time. The kindergarten class, they're my favorite to go watch and be with. They do a lot of things. They had a Chinese New Year parade. They're having a lot of fun in there, and they're learning and growing, and it's exciting to see.
Okay, now speaking of 100 days, that means we're getting pretty close to the end of the school year. So we were talking before we came on the air about testing, and you're saying that testing will begin in about mid-April. And this year, and maybe in years past as well, the way you guys are set up as far as students and their devices, it doesn't take as long, I guess, to say, to get students ready for their mid-year testing. So let's talk about why that is and when that's going to all start.
The school district a few years ago pushed an initiative to get one-to-one devices in especially third grade and up through the district. So we don't have to schedule out our testing into a computer lab because each student has their own device, their own Chromebook at the school. So they're capable of doing that testing in their classrooms, scheduled, a lot more flexibility, a lot more time that they can do the testing. So it kind of works out really nice that they don't have to start the end of March to get all those kids in by May. They can wait till later in April and have more time to concentrate on what they need to teach and do and then do the testing when they're ready. So it's really nice to have that flexibility with having all those devices.
And that those devices have come in handy, especially with the environment that we're in right now. If kids have to do learning from home and things like that, it seems like it's been so much better as far as that goes. And are you guys finding that kids, now that they have their own devices, they kind of work more independently as well?
We do. A lot of the teachers set it up when they're doing small group interventions that the kids have and are working on devices. We have some special intervention or extension programs for reading and math that kids work on independently, why a teacher can pull a small group of kids and work on skills that they need help on. So it's really nice to have, we're actually right now, we're one-to-one from first through fifth. So kindergarten, they have tablets. So we're working on getting enough tablets so that they will be also be one-to-one. But right now we're first grade and up as one-to-one, so it's really nice.
Sometimes technology is a good thing. So let's take the last little bit of the interview here, and let's talk about some of the things that are coming, you know, towards the end of the school year. You said you've got a couple of different programs that are scheduled to come in. You've got kids that are going to go to certain places and other things that you're looking at doing, because it always seems like the end of the year is just a fun time for the kids. And like I said, they start to go a little stir crazy, so it's time to get them out. So what are some of the things you got planned for the end of the year?
We're going to try and keep everything as COVID safe as we can and be able to try to send some kids to park days. We're looking at doing some field trips, but our field trips are going to be more geared towards outdoor events. Our fourth grade will be going to Conservation Day at Huntington Canyon. We're looking at some grades possibly going to 9 Mile, just doing some things that are more outdoors where they are not so confined and with the masks and everything. So that's going to kind of be some fun things. We have some virtual field trips with Hogle Zoo. We have Discovery Gateway is going to be doing some stuff with our fifth graders. So we're trying to do a lot of the same fun things, but still keep it safe for our kids and so that they can enjoy and our teachers can enjoy a great end of a year rather than like we had last year.
Oh, most definitely. Let's have the end of the year in May this year instead of March. How's
yes,
that?
Yes. When we hit March 13th and we were still in school, it was a celebration. So we're excited to get to spend this last quarter with our kids and see where we go. And we're excited to finish the year with them this year.
All right. Principal Polly Vogrenik from Wellington Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.